Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kick off NFL season with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Join today. Get started with $150 in free bets guaranteed. All you got to do is place your first $5 bet. Sign up with promo code 2400 to get in on the action, and then you can turn game day into payday all season long. And the best part, take that $150 in free bets. There's big games every weekend, ones you'll have big opinions on, and you can get on your way. Play your way. Bet on more than just the final score. Wager on everything from touchdowns to total yards to catches. You name it, FanDuel's got more markets than anybody. You can even combine your bets for a chance of a bigger payout with a same-game parlay. Don't fumble your chance to get $150 in free bets, win or lose, with promo code 2400. Make every moment more with FanDuel, the official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 and up in select states. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued non-withdrawable. Free bets that expire in 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms. Sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Virginia. 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 in Arizona. 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York. Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789 in Tennessee. 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming or visit www.1800gambler.net in West Virginia.
So it's another day in the Crew NYC. We got Fred Smoot over here to the left with the rips in your jeans. I don't know, you trying to be
rips
young?
Rips in my jeans, and you see this hoodie?
What is it?
Dallas Week. Dallas Week, the Grim Reaper.
Oh, this the Grim Reaper?
The Grim Reaper coming.
And you know something about the Cowboys. We got the Hall of Fame wide receiver, Terrell Owens, sitting where Morris Chestnut was.
Yeah, yeah, the better version.
The better version.
The better looking version, the most athletic.
Version.
Oh, the more athletic version.
Yeah, we both chocolate. Yeah, you are. But are you the sexy chocolate drop? You know, that's what they call Morris.
Yeah, I'm just not on the big screen.
Oh, you're like not on it. You know, and speaking of big screen, that's why Morris Chestnut is not here, because he's doing some Hollywood stuff right now. But he will be back for our next few episodes. Don't even get it twisted.
Of course, he's take always your time, Ricky. Take your time and come
but,
back.
But listen, T.O., you weren't even here the last time we did our show, because we were talking about relationships and whether men have the ability to apologize or not. And we had a very interesting conversation. And I was looking at some of the comments, and a lot of the people felt Fred Smoot was too hard on me. The two boys were ganging up on the girl.
No. I apologize if y'all feel like I was too hard on Josina. I am just, my dad is a preacher. I'm the bearer of truth. Oh. Like, that's the one thing I do. You got your version, mm-hmm. I got the truth. Mm-hmm. That's my quarterback.
Well, one of the things that's been on my heart too, really quickly, as we eventually ship into the topic of the NFL, is just the ability to forgive. You know, I feel like not only do sometimes I encounter, yes, you know, men who have the inability to apologize, but even whether it's friendships, whether it's personal, the topic of being able to forgive. Now, when somebody comes to you and they say they've done wrong, are you a grudge holder?
No, I'm not. Okay. I'm too much of a free spirit. I'm too happy. Mm. I don't hold any grudges. I don't really say, people like to say that I hold grudges.
Oh, you do hold grudges.
I can forgive, I just don't forget. Mm. And it's up to me whether I want to deal with that person or not moving forward. Mm. Just because I don't deal with that person as I once did, that's not me holding a grudge. That's my personal preference not to move forward or deal with that person.
But that doesn't mean is that what Jesus would do?
But that's not, I'm not Jesus.
Okay,
but again, at the end of the day, that's not me holding a grudge. That's your perception.
They didn't brought Jesus.
Right, exactly.
listen. No, but I mean, that's the colloquial saying. I mean, because you're saying just because you're not making the decision to invite that person back in your life, that's not a grudge, but it's, to me, still feels like a grudge.
That's not a grudge. That's my personal preference. Depending on what that situation was or what transpired, I don't have to now kumbaya with that person as I once did. Mm. That doesn't mean I'm holding a grudge with that person. But, that's my decision to not enter, really be involved with that person.
Now we get into the nitty gritty.
Be involved with that
person. Somebody can pee down your leg and tell you it's raining. That don't mean it's raining. All right, so all I'm saying is this. Mm. If you want to be more Jesus-like, right, you're the most Jesus-like person on here. You know why?
I don't know about that. Because
Jesus did not get married.
All right, well, speaking of people that we would definitely like to welcome in, especially even though there's some hate to my left because we have a commander to the left.
It's all love. First of all, it starts from Mississippi. This is my Stark Vegas brethren. You know, no matter what.
Well, can I name him?
I'm just saying, my Stark Vegas brethren, just because he beat us bad this week, I don't hold that against him. He already made bad decisions when he went to Ole Miss. So I'm not mad at him.
And let's name who he is. Pro Bowl wide receiver, newly from the Philadelphia Eagles, A.J. Brown, joining us on the Crew NYC. What's going on, A.J.?
I'm good. How y'all doing? Thank you for having me.
Yeah. I mean, so, you know, we got Fred Smoot to the left. We got the Hall of Fame wide receiver, Terrell Owens, to the right. What's going on?
What's up?
What's up,
Don't call me that, man. Don't call me that, dog. You're making me blush, dog.
Believe me, he got a GOAT shirt on under that shirt he got on now.
He's trying to play like he's cool with it. But listen, speaking of nicknames, we hear they call you Swole Batman. You got the cape on the sidelines after the fresh win over the Washington Fred Smoot Commanders. Ooh. Go ahead and just talk about how you fitting in with your new team and y'all already got nicknames for each other.
Man, we're having a lot of fun. Slay gave us the nickname Batman, and we decided just to have a little fun with it. And this past Sunday, we got in the end zone. We put the cape on. You know, I'm definitely fitting in well here. Like I said, it's been fun since I got here. Probably the most fun I had since I've been in the league. So yeah.
Hey, I got to ask you this. Because I know this, the secret to a great wide receiver is having a connection with the quarterback. Point blank, period. And I know you and Tannehill had a connection. I know how that is. But when you break up with your ex and you get you a new dime piece, I knew you and Hurts. Y'all have been close way before the league, man. So tell us about that connection and why you can come right in and just get the rolling right off bat.
I definitely think it's because of our friendship, number one. But most importantly, our mindset, how we approach the game, and we love the game. We want to get better, so we never really bumping heads. So we know we're trying to get the job done. You know, so how we may get there, we're gonna figure it out. But you know, I love Tannehill, but this my brother right here. You know what I'm saying? That's family. Right. He come eat with us whenever. Like He don't even got to call and tell me he coming over to the house. He just show up, you know. That's the type of friendship.
Oh, no, that's real. That's real. That's a real connection.
Absolutely. So, obviously, like you said, you're saying you're having fun. I know what it's like to be right there in Philly. Those fans are they're fanatics. They love you.
That's one way
what is the difference between being in Tennessee and being with the Philadelphia Eagles? I just heard you say you're having fun. Obviously having another dynamic quarterback in Jalen Hurts, but what is the difference between obviously your last head coach and this head coach right now that's helping you have that transition and the success that you guys are having right now?
And Vrabel, I got a lot of respect for him, but you know, he's the better check weight. You know, everything is locked in, you know, no fun over there. You know, you're gonna get the job done. And He just letting us have fun, do what we do, you know. Let us express our personality. And I think that's huge. You know, you want somebody to express themselves and be themselves. So the real them can show on the game, on the football field. So
Yeah. I definitely can relate. Obviously, coming from San Francisco, when I got I had that trade situation from San Francisco, and I end up with Philly. Andy Reid, he was an offensive minded coach. Do you see the coach that you have there more offensive minded? That, like you said, you're able to really flourish and be the receiver that you would like to be.
Yeah, my head coach is a receiver coach. You know, so he's in the film room. He's in there. He's talking to us about routes and everything.
Head coach is a diva.
You know, and that's kind of what you want. You know, that's kind of what you want. You know what I'm saying? It lets you know that our position is important. You know, our head coach loves the position. You know, he's always showing us clips and stuff. So we definitely can relate to him. So we got 2-3 receiver coaches over here. So, yeah.
Man, that's crazy. You got swole Batman, fast Batman, and skinny Batman. Hey, do y'all need an old Batman?
Way old Batman.
Y'all need an old Batman?
Running 40 of 490.
We got an old Batman over here. He ready.
I know you staying ready, T.O. I know you staying ready.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
Listen, he need to go over to the Giants with, you know, Sterling Shepard going down. So that's where he really need to be using his
services. Hey, see, y'all finna start them rumors. You know he going back. He going back.
Hey, we can like, call. I got Brian Daboll by myself right now. We can get a crunk if you're trying to.
Oh, I'm already ready.
Hey, listen. I just wanted to say something real quick because I wanted to talk about value. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is something I feel like pertains to how we all feel what our skill set is and how we should be compensated for it. And I know that's a big piece as to why you're still not in Tennessee and you ended up with Philadelphia. And I can talk about in my career, you know, being a journalist, whether it's from, you know, Fox, Showtime, ESPN, and CBS, you know, I can say as a female, as a black journalist, mm-hmm. I don't ever feel like I've gotten paid my worth. So I know what that feels like when you know that you have a certain amount of talent and how it should be valued, you know what I'm saying, relative to what mm-hmm. they bring in. So can you talk a little bit about how that is important to you and how that contributed to you not being in Tennessee?
It's definitely important to me. Like, for one, I know my worth and what I bring to the table, what type of player I am. You know, it's a business, you know, first and foremost. But I did everything in my power to try to stay in Tennessee. But, you know, it, like I said, it's a business. And came over to Philly, and to be honest, I appreciate, you know what I'm saying, I appreciate them seeing my work, and I'm doing my due diligence right now on the field and, you know, showing what I'm worth each and every game. So it's important, and I basically bet it on myself, you know, and so, yeah.
Because different players approach that differently, like Aaron Rodgers making sure he get all of his at 50 mil average per year. You know what I'm saying? And then there are quarterbacks like Tom Brady who take a little bit off the edge and make sure others, you know, eat so that the whole team is the way that he wants it to. I don't know how you approach it over your career as far as you needing to get everything you feel like you're worth.
We know how he approached it.
No.
Are you serious? It's totally different because when I wanted to get paid my market value when I was with the Eagles, they didn't want to pay me.
Mm-hmm.
The market is totally different now.
Yeah.
What I asked for, like I said, is my market value.
Mm.
I wasn't trying to get the top. I wasn't trying to get number one, number two. I just wanted to get my market value.
You want to be on par.
Based on the receiving core, based on what everybody was paying, being paid, and then what my value was to what I was contributing to the league. I was one of the top guys in the league at that time. If you talk about quarterbacks, running backs, whatever, I was a household name.
Yeah.
I just wanted to get my market value. When I wanted that with the management that they had, they didn't want to pay me. Mm-hmm. You look at what these guys are getting paid now. It pales in comparison what I was trying to get. Mm. So you can just almost
while
tell,
you
like,
were doing
right, yeah, the times, obviously the times have changed or what have you. And I respect what AJ has done. I follow him a little bit, God-fearing man. Yeah. And that's all you ever want. Number one, you want to have fun, but obviously you want to get compensated for what you're bringing to the table. And obviously that's a disservice to really the Tennessee organization that they didn't value him. Mm. So obviously he want to take your talent somewhere. It's always like LBJ. Yeah. I'm gonna take my talents to the city of brotherly love. You know what I mean?
And nothing wrong with that. Now, see, he gonna think about it. I know a lot of his history because he from Starkville, Mississippi. Oh, and he gonna keep
your brother.
That you would say. No, I had to leave my brother when he went to Ole Miss. But my daughter at Ole Miss now, so I can't even get mad. But this is what I'm gonna say. A lot of people respect his football game.
Yeah.
I gotta ask you this hard question.
Yeah.
Do you think you'll be as hot as you are now in football playing for the Eagles if you were playing for the Phillies? Because most people don't know how good you are in baseball. So talk to us on that one.
I don't know, man. I think Well, Philly's just a great place, period. So I think just being in the city, I think it will probably be the same, to be honest. Because Philly is crazy. The fans are passionate.
Yeah.
But you know, baseball is my first love. So you know, it's hard hitting the 98 miles per hour every night. So I don't know.
Most people don't know your baseball skill set. Like they respect your football skill set because they've seen you showcase it. But I've seen you swing the bat. Like I've seen you swing the bat and go get the ball. So I'm telling you, I'm like, yeah, he can play it. Like most people don't respect it because once you do something great, nobody wants to say you can do something else great. He's a great baseball player.
And you should be able to diversify yourself. Yeah, speaking of great, Jalen Hurts right now, I feel like is taking his whole game to a whole nother level. Mm-hmm. I mean, you came from Tannehill. Now you with Jalen. People saying that he's definitely improved in the past. Can you just talk about field level to the level that he is balling right now?
I definitely feel like, you know, me playing the sport, baseball, it's funny that y'all say that because this past offseason, I was trying to get back with the Padres and try to do both. You know, I was trying to go both.
He was sold out to the MLB.
Oh, breaking news. He was trying to go two ways. Don't break some news on the show now. Go ahead.
And Tennessee kind of just shut it down. It was in negotiation talks, and they just kind of shut it down.
Okay.
But who knows? Once I'm done playing football, I may go back. I'm not gonna put all my eggs on my back.
Let him talk about Jalen.
Yeah, I don't know if he heard you. He heard you. He was straight to that baseball. What you finna say, T?
Yeah.
Nah, that baseball money hit a little bit different. Hey, that's what I'm saying. Hey, look at it.
Why your voice go down by five? I'm just talking about that money.
Hey, listen,
AJ, I don't know if you heard me, but I want to make sure that you highlight your quarterback.
Yes.
Because Jalen Hurts is balling right now. You guys are 3-0, one of two 3-0 teams in the NFL between the Miami Dolphins and Philadelphia. I don't know if people would have predicted that, but just give us an idea of what that connection is with him, Jalen specifically, and the level that he's balling at right now.
He's seen the field really well. You know, he's handling everything like a true vet. You know, it's a lot of pressure on him going into the season. I think he's just silencing that slowly, one at a time. Me speaking from a friend's standpoint, like I'm proud of him just because of all the negative. He's turning all the negative into a positive and how he's just approaching the game. You know, he wants to be great. He wants to be great. He wants to win. That's the only thing he's worried about. You know, he's not worried about no contract or anything like that. He wants to win. He wants to win now. So that's me talking from a friend's standpoint. But from a player, it's everything I can imagine right now. He making checks. He's locked in, and we locked in. We're trying to get another win. We're trying to go 1-0 every week. So it's been so much fun playing with him. I told him that the other day. It's been everything I imagined. So we're trying to keep this thing rolling.
You look like you got a new girlfriend. You just beaming, Colgate smile.
That's a quarterback. It's different.
When you want to see like your friend do good and you right here, you witnessing and you helping him do great. You know what I'm saying? And so it's like I'm a part of it. You know what I'm saying? While I'm sitting over here watching it happen. So, you know, of course I'm excited for him. You know,
what is that comment you just said under your breath? You said you wish Donovan was like that.
Ooh, I ain't going to turn no lie.
That's what they start.
No.
I knew y'all Philadelphia Eagles was messy. I knew all y'all was messy.
Hey, but the feeling that you're having, that's what I experienced it in the beginning. It just kind of got off the track. But I like I said, coming over from San Francisco, playing with Jeff Garcia and a number of other quarterbacks, and then being able to really flourish, really being able to really play to the level that you know you can play at, and then you having a quarterback to be able to really deliver. And like I said, that chemistry, that camaraderie, that's what you guys are doing off the field, it overflows onto the field. So
right.
Talk to us. Like I know you just mentioned a little bit about Jalen. Can you see, obviously, you didn't play with him last year, but obviously the difference in quarterback styles of play because obviously we've seen the maturation. And I know you said he doesn't have any pressure or maybe he does have a little pressure on him. But him playing at Alabama, I know and I watched him play for years. I don't think he has that pressure. He's one of those guys. He's a rare breed. He invites and he relishes those moments. Tell us a little bit about that.
Mindset. Yeah, he wants that pressure, to be honest. He wants it on him. So, yeah. and, uh, And the funny thing about it, he doesn't want to show you that he's bothered by anything. He stay poised all the time. So it's kind of crazy to see, because I be wanting him to show emotion sometimes. Like when something don't happen good, like I be wanting him to like, all right, show me that you're upset with that or something positive. He still doesn't show you that. Like he's a robot at times, man. It takes a lot out of me to get him to smile.
Right.
Hey, but listen, just speaking of Joy real quick, your boy, Teron Davenport, who covered you in Tennessee and helped us to get you on this show today. So shout out to TD, one of my really, really good friends. But I think he told us, are you an impending father? Are you getting ready to be a father?
I'm sorry, say it again.
Are you getting ready to be a dad?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, we're ready to be in there.
Congratulations. Welcome to fatherhood. It's harder than it looks.
So wait a minute. Is the baby due tomorrow?
Baby due tomorrow.
That's what I heard. Right. Okay.
Well, I'm going and I'm finna bet at the MGM. All right, because usually when guys have kids on their week, they go for 200. Like, it happened in basketball all the time. Dude hit 50. What happened? I had my child the other night.
Van Bleek went off during the play.
We're talking about the pure joy of having a baby. You all over here on BetMGM and gambling.
Hey,
is it a girl or is it a boy?
It's a boy.
Oh, okay. And it's your first one or you've had ones before?
This is our second. We got a little girl.
All right.
He's in the game.
He's
okay.
Congratulations, man.
All right. And then last, just talk about really quickly how, just the impending birth of your child you think is going to affect your outlook on this season, just in terms of your groundedness as a man, and then just kind of your overall outlook on your career and your life.
I think, my priorities is family and being with my loved ones and spending time with them. So, that's my first priority. Football comes second, I'm continue being me, continue being a great father, continue trying to be a better man each and every day for my family. But as far as the game, I treat the game as like a game. It's a game that I go out here and play football, that I run around with the pigskin and try to make people miss. I put it in that little bubble for me. But when I get home, kids don't care nothing about football.
They don't care about it.
They just want you to run around, and that makes my day, regardless if I go for 100 or if I get no catches, so hopefully I get some catches, but.
Besides two games a year, I don't want you no catches. That other one, I want you going 120 catches a year. I'm good with that.
But they don't care about that. So it makes everything worth it. We be gone most of the time from our family, and I try to take advantage of the time I'm with them. Because it's important to me. So.
Well, listen, we definitely appreciate you stopping through and talking with us. And I can definitely say the way that the Philadelphia Eagles have got off so far, and how things are going for your former team, though we know that they're going to come back and they're strong, but I can say with confidence that you are missed in Tennessee. So we appreciate you coming on and talking to us here.
Absolutely, man. Mm-hmm. Right. All the best to you, man. Congratulations, man. Keep balling. Tell Jalen I said what's up, man.
All right, Stark Vegas, do your thing, brother, and congratulations on that baby boy.
I got you. I appreciate y'all.
Appreciate you. All right, thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.